you know, there's nothing to be done for the increasingly flippant way I'm treating being X, but not being able to have a conversation is truly frustrating. What can we do about that? At this point, if there was some sort of interpreter service, I'd hire them without too much concern for the fee. You're driven by lust, you lack faith, and you don't fear your creator. Furthermore, I can't find a moral fiber in your entire body. Objection, I want to shout. But I'm not that bad. Based on moral and social norms, I'm not nearly as horrible as you're making me out to be. Spare me. You're all the same, or we wouldn't turn around and repeat this song and dance every time one of you is reborn. Like I said before, the real problem here is overpopulation. Or at the very least, it has to do with our lengthening lifespans. There's this thing called an average life expectancy. Yeah, of course, there's also Malthus's an essay on the principle of population. You haven't read it? The way we multiply like rats, you must have had your hands full. It's not as though we're doing anything in particular. I believe a simple analysis will show that your business model is flawed. If the number of believers increased along with the population, things would be fine. Yeah, so there's the flaw in your business model. All I can say is that you did a sloppy job analyzing your consumer base. That's a structural mistake from back in the planning stages. So in your case, you don't believe it's because you were a male, living in a world of science, ignorant of war, and unthreatened? Huh? What? Okay, I think I might have screwed up. Okay, let's calm down. Right now, being X is as dangerous as the director of human resources was during a mess when another company poached a bunch of our veteran engineers. I understand the situation, and I've already considered how to deal with it. So, if I remedied that, even the likes of you would awaken to faith? Aren't you jumping to conclusions? Why don't you calm down? I admit, I said that overdeveloped science has clouded faith, but, God, please calm down. That's right, relax. If we could feel the grace of the Lord, that would solve everything. Oh, but of course, I understand. I know all too well how graciously you watch over us, as you are guiding me right now. Yep, I fully understand. So would you be so kind as to lower your hand? And I might add, I'm afraid of the part how I'm ignorant of war was a misunderstanding. Groveling won't get you anywhere now. Wait, my lord, please remember that neither magic nor miracles have been proven in this world. Anyone who claims to have seen a miracle smells fishier than a fish market. Same with your existence. And for another thing, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It's obvious that both genders have sexual desire. Enough already. You've made your case. Anyway, I'm gonna try this out. Excuse me? I'm gonna test this theory on you. So yeah, that about sums up the memory. I wish I could forget it. And yeah, that's chapter one of Tanya, or chapter zero, actually, the intro chapter. I don't know how many more of those I'll do. That actually took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. Let me know in the thread if you had a good time. And with that, I will turn it back over to Hanyu. Have a nice night, everybody.